never had the punch to secure. Second round of rough because the first got served. First round of rough had the punch to secure. Second round of rough because the first got served.
We'll be right back. Gamma Crush. Gamma Crush.
Oh,
Thank you. Night. www.radiofreeplay.ca.
You're listening to CIOI, Indy 101.5, Hamilton's home for alternative.
Good evening. You're listening to Current Fantasy. The show brings you a new, extended live off-the-floor modular and hardware synthesizer concoction every week. I turn on all my synths, make sure they're all in tune, shake them up, press record, and just go for it. How does it feel? It was Blue Monday recently, which is the third Monday of January, that's thought of as the most depressing day of the year, due to its time since Christmas, leading up to Valentine's, amount of snow and cold weather, and just being a Monday, I guess. But, wouldn't you know it, was actually thought up by a UK travel company in 2005 to sell vacations. Now, when I hear Blue Monday, I think of New Order. Formed out of the ashes of Joy Division after the death of singer Ian Curtis in 1980, New Order would go on to reshape electronic music, with masterpieces like Everything's Gone Green, Bizarre Love Triangle, Thieves Like Us, and of course, Blue Monday. Released in early 1983, it holds the title of best-selling 12-inch single of all time. I first started listening to New Order with the specific intent of changing my musical taste. It was grade 7. I was into Def Leppard and similar bands I'd seen on Much Music. A friend's sister, who was a few years older than us, had just started high school and had passed down her knowledge and tapes of Depeche Mode, Erasure, and New Order to my friend, which then made their way to me. High school was a few years off, but I figured it was time to start working on my coolness. And I sought to achieve this by having better taste in music, which would start with my copy of Substance by New Order and the North American compilation Catching Up with Depeche Mode. I literally wore those tapes out. New Order's combining of electronic instruments with traditional rock and roll sounds was amazing and just what I needed to hear, and it definitely had a massive influence on shaping my own musical identity. Enjoy tonight's show. I'm Jeff Haysalt, and I'm at the controls.